Hey everybody, welcome to my show today. We got a new guest. His name's Corey Mahoney.
And he'll be talking to us about a life-changing moment in his life. And that life-changing experience was the Ithaca Underground. Most of you guys probably don't even know about the Underground. It's mostly done on the commons. And many rock bands play down there. So Corey, could you tell me what exactly the underground scene is like?
The underground scene is sort of like just like a collective of people who want to hear, I guess, different kinds of music more. Not so much like specifically local music, but like more independent music. Music that isn't necessarily on record labels or things like that, but yes, like lesser known artists. People who are just sort of, not well known. Sort of hard to describe. It's not like an organization that you have to work to get into. It's just sort of like a part of the community. Yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting. I guess anybody could go down there and play a show if they had any talent. Corey, could you tell me how you exactly got into the underground?
Well, I got into it when I was in this band, the Role Models, and we wanted to play this place, No Radio, which is now a coffee shop called The Shop, and we really wanted to play there because we knew they had music and we knew they had a lot of punk bands. And so we talked to the guy who worked there. He told us to talk to this guy named Bubba. And it just turned out Bubba's the guy who runs the underground. He's the guy who books shows there, and all sorts of things. And so we talked to him. We set up a show, and we played there. And we brought a lot of people out. And all the other bands that were supposed to play ended up canceling. So we were the one band there, but we ended up bringing all these people out. So we started getting other shows after that. And just been going since then.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. I guess I could even join that. So, Corey, when did you start playing the guitar?
When I was 11. I wasn't actually interested in music at all until I was 11. And I started playing my brother's little practice guitar. And I just thought it was really fun, and I enjoyed being able to make my own music. And the more I played it, the more interested I got into it. And until I eventually ended up getting my own guitar. And I never really understood why I liked it so much, but I really wanted to do it. And it was almost addictive. Like, I kept wanting to play the guitar. So
it sounds like you've always had a passion for playing the guitar. Sounds like a pretty interesting hobby you have there. So you told me before that you were interested in art and other things besides music. What made you change your mind to being a musician instead of something else?
Well, when I was really little, I would always draw. I've been drawing since as long as I can remember. Like, first memories, I've still been still drawing, and then when I was in elementary school, I started wanting to be a writer, and then I eventually ended up finding music instead. So,
well, that sounds pretty interesting, Corey. Sounds like you got a lot of hobbies and things on your free time you can do. So, since you're in high school and all everything, how do you manage your time with the underground and all your schoolwork and all that stuff?
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to focus on those two things. Not so much that I don't have the time, but it's hard to devote a lot of time to either one and to truly excel in one of them. So if I'm getting more involved in other things, I find it harder to get more involved in schoolwork. And so that's kind of hard because they're both things that are really important. And so sometimes I have to make choices.
So, Corey, it sounds like you have an interesting and busy life you got going for you. So this underground thing sounds like it could be a lot of fun. Maybe I can go down there and see a show once in a while and
enjoy my time down there and see what exactly the underground is like. But that's all I have for today, Corey. So thank you for this interview, and I learned a lot. Maybe I'll see you down there. Thanks for tuning in to the Zach Show this morning, and I hope you tune in with my next interview tomorrow night with Angelina Chesky.